Hamilton historian Robin McKee led a special tour of Hamilton Cemetery on Saturday morning, in honor of Remembrance Day. The veterans' tour featured a wreath-laying ceremony, and Watertown resident Ruth Nicholson, a member of the United Empire Loyalists Association of Canada, attended the walk and laid the first wreath. This was the location of early war memorial services. After the cenotaph was constructed, it became known as the Lost Monument, noted Nicholson. She also provided information about the Loyalists coming to this area after the American Revolution, 1776-1784. I explained that it was the next generation who fought in the War of 1812-14, the sons and daughters of the original Loyalists, she said. This was all before Canada was formed. The tour included the stories of several of the veterans buried in the York Boulevard Cemetery, including that of James Anderson, a First World War radar operator who worked behind enemy lines to show the Allies the Germans' locations. Residents are urged to attend today's Remembrance Day services if they are able. In Flamborough, services take place at the Linden Legion starting at 10:30 a.m. and at the Watertown Legion starting at 10:45 a.m. Hamilton Street will be closed between Cedar and John Streets during the event. This is also the final day for the Watertown Museum of Hope student exhibit. Federal services such as Canada Post are closed today, and banks are also closed.